more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Happy 73rd birthday, Steve Martin.
Thank you. You know, religious people have such beautiful music and art, and atheists really have nothing. Until now. This is the entire atheist hymnal right here. A little song called Atheists Don't Have No Songs.
Christians have their hymns and pages.
Hymns and pages.
Hava Nagilas for the Jews.
For the Jews.
Baptists have the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Atheists just sing the blues.
Romantics play
Clair de Lune.
Clair de Lune.
Born again, sing He is Risen. But no one ever wrote a tune for godless existentialism.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing
a song of faith.
In their songs,
they have a rule.
The He is always lowercase. The He is always lowercase.
Some folks sing
a bacchantata.
Cantata.
Lutherans get Christmas trees. Atheist songs add up to nada.
Up to nada.
But they do have Sundays free.
Have Sundays free.
Pentecostals sing. They sing to heaven.
Sing to heaven.
Coptics had the Book of Scrolls. Numerologists count to seven.
Count to seven.
Atheists have rock and roll.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing
a song of faith.
In their songs,
they have a rule.
The He is always lowercase. The He is always lowercase.
Atheists
don't have no songs.
Christians have their hymns and pages.
Hymns and pages.
Hava Nagilas for the Jews.
For the Jews.
Baptists have the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Atheists just sing the blues.
Catholics
dress up for mass
and listen to
Gregorian chants.
Atheists just take a pass.
Watch football in their underpants. Watch football in their underpants.
Atheists
don't have no songs.
Don't have no songs.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACB Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Someone's driven a car into pedestrians and people on bikes near Parliament in London. Two people are hurt. Police are treating it as a terrorist incident.
The car rammed into the security barriers that encircle that seat of government here in the UK. The man inside was dragged out by police very fast at the scene, and he was arrested.
Fox's Greg Palcott in London. The driver so far is identified only as a man in his 20s. A firefighter from Utah has died fighting the Mendocino Complex fire in Northern California. Lake County Sheriff Brian Martin.
To the hundreds of firefighters that I've seen every day, we thank you. We thank you for coming to our small corner of the world and risking your life, being away from your family. And today, tomorrow, and the next year, we will mourn the loss of a true hero.
Six firefighters have died in the recent California fires. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Thank you.
real American heroes.
Real American heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Elderly School Crossing Guard.
Mr. Elderly School Crossing Guard.
The kiddies are heading back to school, so it's time for you to struggle out of your easy chair and spring into action, armed with an orange vest and a stop sign.
You're a super old superhero.
You rule the crosswalk, even though you can barely walk.
Next year you'll get a mobility chair. Yeah.
So when some geezer gives you a steely stare for not stopping fast enough as he shepherds children across a busy street, don't flip him off. There are kids around. He's Mr. Elderly School Crossing Guard, a real American hero.
Mr. Elderly School Crossing Guard.
Wake up. Here come some more kids. Wake up. Wake up!
You found a morning radio program filled with icons of entertainment, like Greg Budell.
Louis, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Jay Scott.
Monsieur, take a walk!
Emily Hayes.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Bailey, the born of the dog.
And Rich Thomas.
Come out and take it, you dirty rat, or I'll give it to you through the door.
So get ready for something iconic.
How about you tell it to all the boys?
It's three men and a lady.
Here we go again.
Make that two men, a lady, and a sour puss. I'm working on it, though. It is 7 minutes after six. I'm Greg Boodle. Jay Scott is here.
Jay Scott.
That's him. Emily Hayes.
Yay!
And the
incorrigible.
The Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Pretty routine summer day today with a sun and cloud mix. High temperature, well, yesterday we were at 95 with a heat index of 103. Today, 93 with a heat index of 100. Is that better? No. Scattered random showers and storms for some lucky towns today. Yesterday, areas from I-65 westward were favored. Today, I think from I-65 eastward would be the better likelihood of showers. They'll fade out tonight, low 73. Tomorrow, a good bit of sun. Actually, tomorrow, high temperature in the middle 90s. Heat index 102 to 104 tomorrow. Not many storms. In fact, only isolated storms tomorrow. Then the rain chances start to ramp up a little. 40% Thursday, closer to 60% by Friday and Saturday, scattered to numerous storms by then, and a decent chance Sunday too. Right now, calm winds, mostly clear skies, temperature is 73 at 6:08.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
Today's electrifying story is Madonna turns 60.
Used to be so sexy, but that was many decades.
How are we feeling, Tender Cheeks?
Well, I told Rich earlier I can't talk very fast. I can't open my mouth very much. But just to explain...
Did I make the meatloaf too thick?
I tried to eat a bite of it. It's slow going.
Prayers have been answered.
Shut up. I can still talk a little bit. And I'll make it powerful when I do. Just to clarify, I didn't have all four of my wisdom teeth taken out. I've never had them taken out, but I had a wisdom tooth that had come through on the top and had broken. So they had to go in and take it out. And apparently it really liked being in my head, so it put a bit of a fight.
Can I be honest? And I was plotting a very sinister move this morning.
Oh.
When I was enjoying the meatloaf downstairs, it occurred to me that your text said that you'll be having all soft foods. So I was plotting the theft.
I could whip up some eggs at my break.
And the abduction of your meatloaf.
You may get it. I'm going to try the hash brown casserole, which is something I made the other night for dinner. So I've got that for lunch, too. That and, like, some mac and cheese. But it's just... I think it's a combo of them having to put some work into getting it out, to put it mildly, because I know some people are really weird about their teeth and stuff, and it makes them cringe, so I won't tell everybody what happened, but I was just really hitting that ibuprofen pretty hard this morning.
I had four removed at one time at Southern Miss. I was in my early, was I what, about 20?
They put you out for that?
Yeah. So the guy does this. You're going to count backwards from 10, and I'm going, oh, I so have this. I've got this. Because you've seen it in movies all the time.
Mm-hmm. 10.
10, 9. I don't think I got
3.
To 8.
Yeah.
I don't think I got to 8.
Wow.
Goodness gracious.
That's the way to do it. I had some little thing in my throat that you could see. If I yawned, I was, at first I thought, oh, God, this is throat cancer and blah, blah, blah. It was just a papilloma, but the doctor said we should take it out just to make sure nothing. So I said, well, look, as long as you're going to put me out for the surgery, why don't you go in and grab the rest of my wisdom teeth? I had already had one come out.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the reason they give you that advice about straws and stuff, mm-hmm. so you don't dry the socket out, because that is painful. That was my introduction to Percodan.
Ooh. Oh.
And, ooh, man, it was just then. To fix that, they pack it with this tar.
I know.
You can't get this taste out of your mouth. It's like awful. Days and days and days.
But yeah.
So you were wise to get it all done at once.
Yeah, I had all of mine pulled at about age 14, I think.
Really?
See, when I got my braces, I was about that age, and they pulled 7 teeth. That could just because I had overcrowding in my mouth, but they didn't go after my wisdom teeth. So I don't know if any of these suckers are going to like pop up like a whack-a-mole, and I'm going to have to go through this again.
Most people do it earlier than you. You know, it happens like hit 14 for him, maybe 20 for me.
I wouldn't have had anything done if it hadn't broken through and been around and then broken.
Did you have tonsillitis, though?
I had a tonsillectomy and my adenoids taken out.
Because I never did, and I missed out on ice cream.
Hey, did you go to Smile Makers?
I did.
You tell them I have to make an appointment?
Yeah, I told them they gave me a referral card to give you, but my folks were really awesome. They were really great with me. I it's a procedure that causes pain, so.
Yeah, there's only so much they can do.
Yeah, but I'm here today, and I am speaking, so that's good. It's better than last night. Eric had a really quiet night last night. I'm sure he really enjoyed it.
All right, we're at 6:15. We're going to take a quick break for local news and come right back.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police say 29-year-old Samuel James was shot and killed last week on South Hull Street. No arrests have been made in this case. If you can help police find his killer, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. A former Prattville police officer has been sentenced after pleading guilty to burglary and fraud charges. A judge ordered Leon Townsend to serve two 10-year prison sentences and a 3-year sentence concurrently. Townsend was a lieutenant with the Prattville Police Department before he resigned in 2005. And Prattville police need your help finding a missing senior. 88-year-old Fannie Mae Robinson was reported missing on Sunday. She has medical issues and her family is concerned for her welfare. If you know where she is, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
You know what day it is?
It's Tuesday!
I can hear you.
Who's ready to party?
Ready to party?
It's Tuesday, so...
Party like it's weekend Tuesday!
Never thought of it that way.
Stop thinking about it!
Let's get this party started!
Well, I need some coffee.
You got it!
Anyway, let's get down to business.
Enjoy the show!
16 after 6, not to be a downer, but... The reports coming in on Aretha Franklin's condition are very, very dire.
Yes.
So she's in hospice, and her family's around her, and it doesn't look like she's going to make it through the day.
How old is she?
76.
Okay. She's been in failing health for years.
Yeah, she had pancreatic cancer 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Few people survive more than 6 months after they're diagnosed with that. I wonder why that one's so... difficult.
Oh no.
So that's one story that's on the horizon today, and I guess I'm ready. I'm gonna lead today on the TV hit, because it's all about how being optimistic can be bad for your health, and I'm gonna live to be 100 today. Mercury's still in retrograde. Everything that can go wrong goes wrong. My stepson's trying to get back. Two flights canceled.
Oh.
Mrs. Ritterbottle has to be in Atlanta to get him. And or he can't get on the plane, so she's over there, and hopefully he'll make it in this morning.
And the day is young; you could still be stung.
I haven't been stung by a wasp yet, but I think I'll wash my hands with honey before I drive home. It's just crazy, stupid. Nothing. Look, there are people with real problems. I get it, but it's the little stuff that accumulates. Jay's computer went nuts this morning when I was using it, so...
I know. And no more SOBs. I'm kidding.
It's BT40007.
Okay.
And it's real easy.
Yeah.
I've got today's in, but it was getting it in that... So don't forget, Baumhauer's is open for breakfast in about 42 shopping minutes. If you like Baumhauer's for lunch or dinner, you got to try the breakfast. They do everything... big, if you like big pancakes, if you like your breakfast meats in the supersize area, you can Ecca bacon, Jimmy Dean sausage, and the breakfast bowls, too. Again, like any other meal you enjoy at Baumhauer's, you'll be full when you're done. And you can park downtown in the RSA building absolutely free and enjoy air-conditioned comfort from there all the way to your walk to the restaurant, which is on the first floor. Beautiful place to eat. Get there early. Beat the work crowd. Have some coffee. Watch whatever you want on 32 different HD screens. They'll put on whatever you want. And start your day. Less stress. Great food. Baumhauer's downtown. Go to Baumhauer's.com to browse the menu in advance. At 19 after 6, our first look at the roads. Rich will be here with the timeline for the 14th of August next.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Hope you're having a great Tuesday morning. Everything's looking really good for you as you get up and get out this morning. No problems on the interstate systems. The Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, the 31s are all clear. The national clearance event is going on at Reinhardt Toyota. Get to the ReinhardtToyota.com and unlock your clearance price. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses, and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Okay, so I've had an off day or two.
I enjoy the sound of microphone feedback as much as the next guy.
You get people to say things.
Impact Live presents Kenny G, live in concert. multi-platinum selling, Grammy Award winning, Kenny G. October 25th, 8 p.m., Montgomery Performing Arts Center. A night of all your favorites. Reserve seat tickets on sale now at MPAC Box Office, 334-481-5100 and at Ticketmaster.com. Kenny G in concert. Visit KennyG.com for more. Presented by MPAC Live.
You can count on a Subaru for the countless adventures ahead, because owning a Subaru means confidence now and down the road. Plus, Subaru vehicles hold their value better than any other brand for 2018, according to ALG. So come in during the Subaru Lot to Love event and head out on your first adventure. Now for a limited time, you'll get a great deal on the Subaru you love. Hurry in today. Visit Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing on select 2018 models. Offer ends September 4th.
ALG named Subaru the 2018 top mainstream brand for residual value. ALG is the industry benchmark for residual values. Appreciation data, www.alg.com.
Hey, Lyle Fields speaking to you one more time from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pet Food Shops on Vaughan Road. Guess what? Got some old history you want to get rid of? We're talking jewelry now. Jewelry, gemstones, or anything like that. Or maybe some wonderful heirloom jewelry that you want to remake. Whatever it is, Marguerite's will either buy, remake, sell, trade, swap, whatever you call it. Come in, and we're going to let you walk out with something beautiful or a check in your hand. Come see us at Marguerite's, now in the Pet Food Shops. Thanks.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hate those bad drivers.
G tickets to give away a little bit later this morning. Right now at 6:23 with the time live of the 14th of August. And today's lesson with the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. Here's Rich.
226 day of the year, 139 days remain. On International Rosé Day.
Ew.
I'm not much of a wine guy, but rosé is kind of like a stepping stone between white and the heavy reds, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like an in-between kind of thing.
Yeah, there's a sparkling rosé that's appeared.
There's a crackling rosé.
I can't laugh that hard.
All right, Neil. All right, Neil Diamond.
Please.
Thank you very much.
Crackling rosé. Sound like Bob Dylan doing it. National Creamsicle Day. Yeah, I haven't had one since I was a kid.
Me
those
too.
Those are so good.
Yeah, they are.
It was invented in 1905.
Creamsicle float.
And
shut up, because in my condition... that falls under the liquid and soft dye.
I just want to reiterate, Emily is not Prego's. She, when she says, in my condition.
Oh, God.
She's referring to a dental issue.
A dental issue.
And also, it's VJ Day, 73 years ago in 1945. World War II ended with Japan's surrender. 1756, Daniel Boone married 16-year-old Rebecca Bryan. Their marriage lasted 56 years. They had 10 children, including one, I kid you not, named Jeremiah. I was going to get you to do, and I'm glad I didn't now because the computer would have crashed. Daniel Boone is a man, is a big man.
I thought you were going to have me play Jeremiah as a bullfrog.
No, I don't think so. 117 years ago in 1901, nurse Clara Moss was so determined to prove that yellow fever was spread by mosquitoes, she allowed herself to be bitten by one, and she was right. She was dead in 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
83 years ago in 1935, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt signs the Social Security Act into law, creating the unemployment insurance and pension plans for the elderly.
You know how that started? 0.25%. It was not mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's 6.5% of your paycheck.
And, it better,
and the boss has to match it.
And it better be still around when I am ready to draw for it.
Yeah, it's a little scary.
Yeah.
65 years ago in 1953, David Mullaney Sr. noticed his son was having a difficult time playing baseball. He was always breaking windows, losing the balls on the school roof. So he created the wiffle ball on this date in 53.
One of the greatest inventions ever.
I haven't. That's so cool.
I got a bucket of those at the house. You want to come over and play home run derby?
Let's play wiffle ball baseball, can we?
Sure.
1958, Elvis Presley's mother, Gladys, died. At her funeral 2 days later, Presley was so overcome with grief, he was unable to stand and had to be supported. 500 police were there at the service, a gigantic crowd. 1962, Ringo Starr telephone rings. It's a call from John Lennon asking him to join the Beatles. He said, sure. 1965, Sonny and Cher started a three-week run at number one with I Got You, Babe. The McCoys' Hang On Sloopy was officially released on this date, the official song of the state of Ohio, with lead singer Rick Derringer.
Really? I did not know that.
Yes, sir. 47 years ago in 1971, Rod Stewart released a kind of a big hit called Maggie May. Now, our song of the day. Summer song from the dawn of the disco era. The year is 1977. Former record store employee, 26-year-old Henry Wayne Kingsley, and the band from Hialeah, Florida. This one made it to number two on the charts. Love the way this intro builds. Keep it coming, love. KC and the Sunshine Band on your timeline. Good morning.
Keep it coming, love.
Should I ambush the headmaster of the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting?
Yeah.
Since he was just talking about the McCoys.
Oh, my God. It's 6:27 in the morning. Are you ready to rock it? Is it too early to rock and roll, Hoochie Coo? I say never.
And that was one of the best top of the hour songs in history coming out of, or cold end to that, man.
From
love that song.
Cleveland, Ohio.
I thought I had an assistant. We put it in a whole long time ago.
Lucky we're... students got a twofer.
Yeah.
Hey, students, let me remind you, I've been kind of hinting, tomorrow is a difficult subject. I need everybody here. Or a note from your mom and dad that why you're not here. 1989, Bon Jovi's New Jersey album becomes the first U.S. album ever to be released legally in the Soviet Union. 15 years ago, 2003, 50 million people lost power in a blackout that hit the northeastern U.S. and part of Canada. I'm quite sure there was a...
Is that the one caused by a squirrel or something?
I'm not sure about that one.
Squirrel.
Now, and you know, the most famous one was that one in the 60s.
They had the giant baby boom.
Baby boom nine months later. Yeah, what else are you going to do?
Nothing else. Play wiffle ball next time there's a power outage.
Is that what the kids are calling it now? 12 years ago in 2006, actor Bruno Kirby, who played a bunch of movies when Harry Met Sally, died. He was 57. Birthdays, Tim Tebow is 31. Okay. Halle Berry's still looking pretty good at 52, huh? Magic Johnson is 59. Madonna Louise Saccone is 60 today, as we mentioned a little earlier.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Rusty Wallace is a NASCAR driver. He's 62. Susan St. James from McMillan and Wife is 72 today.
I thought she was pretty hot.
She was a very good looking person.
As opposed to, let's say, Eleanor Roosevelt.
Not a good-looking woman. Steve Martin is 73. David Crosby is how old today?
How?
76.
How? No, he is 77.
Parts of him are more recent.
Yeah, I think his liver's like 49.
Okay. You're a winner at 77.
Shut up! I finally got one!
I thought you were going to go with 53.
No! Ow! No!
Play Dead or Alive from Seals and Crofts, Dash Crofts, Dead or Alive.
Dead.
Alive.
He's alive. How old?
Dang.
81.
78 today. Diamond girl. We're 17 days away from football. The clocks change in 82 days. Thanksgiving is 101 days away. Christmas will be here before you know it. It's just 134 days away. And save this date. January 26, 2019. The Royal River Region wedding is 165 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas, here's your Fox News replay.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Someone's driven a car into pedestrians and people on bikes near Parliament in London. Two people are hurt. Police are treating it as a terrorist incident.
The car rammed into the security barriers that encircle that seat of government here in the UK. The man inside was dragged out by police very fast at the scene, and he was arrested.
Fox's Greg Palcott in London. The driver so far is identified only as a man in his 20s. A firefighter from Utah has died fighting the Mendocino complex fire in Northern California. Lake County Sheriff Brian Martin.
To the hundreds of firefighters that I've seen every day, we thank you. We thank you for coming to our small corner of the world and risking your life, being away from your family. And today, tomorrow, and the next year, we will mourn the loss of a true hero.
Six firefighters have died in the recent California fires. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It is 6:32 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We got a little time to kill before we get to TV land.
What is it?
That's where we show up on your television set on ABC 32 and CBS.
On the picture tube. I got
you. Couple of interesting things. You don't expect this to happen at a place like Kobe's Steakhouse, but guess what state it did happen in?
Florida. Yeah. Or Delaware.
An intoxicated man named James Dylan Jordan began to undress and dance provocatively in front of other diners.
James Dylan Jordan. Mm-hmm. It's always bad news bears when you have three first names.
Usually you're a serial killer.
Yeah.
He was putting himself on naked display in front of a woman and her husband. The police were called and he was taken away for disorderly conduct.
I don't have what he's having.
Well, at Kobe's, I don't know if you'd want to
sucky to me.
Have that served the way they, you know, slice and dice there. That could be painful. Here's an environmental solution that I had never thought of, but a French theme park is training crows. And by the way, you know, Madonna, this is not to look. I'm older than she is. I'll be honest.
No.
I know it's hard to believe.
I'm shocked.
But she's going to have one of those shrewish old haggy faces.
She's got to stop with the Botox and stuff.
And the cosmetics. Yeah. Like, I don't think it's helping her.
Her cheekbones were never that strong, and now they're
She's starting to look like my Grandma Bess, and she's wonderful lady. She's
starting to look like that socialite, the cat-looking woman Jocelyn something or other.
Uh-huh.
Rick Springfield was on TV yesterday, and he's had a lot of work.
Has he?
Yeah.
Oh, we had Law and Order SVU has become a show where actresses who have aged out of the movie roles show up. And I was watching, Roz had an episode on Sunday, and I'm looking, and I said, boy, she looks familiar. Who is that? And I could not place her. She was a featured character in the show. She said, that's Daryl Hannah. And... unrecognizable.
Really?
Absolutely unrecognizable.
In what way? She looks not good?
They gave her a face reconfiguration. Who was the other one that had their face redone and looks like a different person now?
Jennifer Grey.
That's one, but there's somebody else, too, that just does not resemble...
Renee Zellweger had that weird picture
taken. That's who I'm thinking about. No, she
looked odd because you could see her eyeballs.
Yeah, she doesn't look like Renee Zellweger anymore.
No.
I mean, she looked okay, but...
she just didn't look like Daryl Hannah.
I mean, it's just like you can't fiddle with your paycheck. I'm making reference to my face right now, but when you're known for your face, like that guy who was an actor that did the boxing and Mickey or
oh yeah,
Mickey Rourke or something, yeah, and like his face got all blah blah blah.
He's an idiot. A crazy person. When I was in Florida, he lived on South Beach. There was always a Mickey Rourke story almost every day.
Meg Ryan needs to lay off.
Was he 9.5 weeks?
Too.
Was
yeah.
Mickey Rourke?
Do we have to... tell you what, let's get the forecast in here.
And then we can talk about celebrity mishaps with plastic surgery later.
And make us feel better about ourselves.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Bailey's had some work done, but she looks better. Sun and cloud mix today with a high temperature up to about 93 and the heat index near 100. Scattered random showers and storms for some lucky towns, a handful of lucky towns. Hopefully your town is one of them that gets relief today. They'll peak in the afternoon and evening hours and fade out tonight, low 73. Tomorrow, a hot day. Tomorrow, storms will be hard to find on radar. There just won't be many. Good bit of sunshine, middle 90s tomorrow, heat index 102 to 104. Then on Thursday, rain chances up just a notch to about 40%. And then on Friday and Saturday, the best rain chances of the week at 60%. They'll still be random, so there's still no guarantee, even with 60%, that your town's going to get one. But a lot of towns will. High temperatures around 90 over the upcoming weekend. And right now, this morning, calm winds. A little bit of mist out there was what they're reporting out at the airport. 72 on the dew point. Temperature 73 now at 636.
Is my face my paycheck?
You sure is ugly.
For a time, it helped anyway. All right, we're at 636 on News Talk 93.1 FM. If you would like to have your vision restored, we may not be able to make you look like you're 21 again, but they can make your eyes work like you're 21 again with LASIK.
I see.
It's the most I think he caught it for me. He's got Sonny syndrome. The folks at Montgomery Eye need you to take one step before you can consider LASIK, and that's find out if your vision issue is one that can be fixed by it. That doesn't cost you a penny. Just call 272-2020 a little bit later this morning after 8. Make an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor. Absolutely no charge. They sit you down. They bring in this very sophisticated piece of equipment, look at your eyes, diagnose your vision issue, and tell you whether or not LASIK can fix it. The price continues to come down. There's a video at OnlineMEP.com that Dr. Swan explains the LASIK procedure, the miracle that it is, and why it's so effective. And if you talk to anybody that's had it and can see with 20/20 vision again, they use words like miracle to describe opening up their eyes and everything just coming into crystal clear focus without glasses or contacts for the first time in many, many years. That's 272-2020 or online MEP.com. 638, why don't we see if we can get a traffic report in here?
To you by Delk and Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, making men matter.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Free and easy on the roadways this morning. No problems so far. Make sure you watch out for school buses. Kids walking up to the school bus stops and walking to school this morning. Interstate systems are all clear. Don't see anything on the Boulevard Atlanta Highway or the 31 so far. Today's the day to change your life. Trenum State Community College has the training. You have the desire. Make it happen. At Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
It's showtime.
We are ready to connect with TV Land.
6-5-4-3-2.
Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Time now is 6:39. It's about time someone gave pessimists some good news, even though by definition they're really not expecting it.
According to a new study, being optimistic can be bad for your health. It's because positive people aren't as good at coping when something bad happens, so they get flooded with the stress hormone cortisol, and they can take a serious health toll.
I feel like there's two sides to this coin, yeah. You know? I mean, at least they're happy most of the time. Pessimists aren't happy at all. So there's plenty to talk about. Let's hear from our friends at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Hi. I'm not a very happy person today, and if anybody is pessimistic in this room, because let me just say, I'm not really big in astrology, but right now Mercury is in retrograde, and a lot of little things.
Retrograde. Yes, a lot
of little things can go wrong that can throw you off. I got my wife is stuck in Atlanta, and the computer downstairs didn't work, but I did have a new app installed on my phone called Surly.
Oh.
Yeah. Surly. Help me. I should live to be 100 based on my view of the world today.
That's the optimistic way of looking. I like what Ryan said last hour when we were talking about this. Ryan, you said you are realistic Ryan. So in other words, not necessarily optimistic, not necessarily pessimistic, but realistic. I like that.
That's a great word for him, too.
I think realistic is what people say when they're actually pessimists.
My glass is always full, I just wish it had more in it.
That's good. I like that.
One of us is a little tender today.
Somebody had all their wisdom teeth pulled.
She only went through one.
Why are you acting like that it's four?
I didn't act like it was four.
I thought...
I've explained this to you like three times. I had one that came through and it broke, and they had to take it out yesterday, and it was a little stubborn.
Oh.
This is the sore subject, obviously.
Yeah.
Hey, I actually...
So are you a pessimist about this, Emily?
No, I mean, I went in there realistic about it because they were like, we're sorry, this is hurting. And I was like, well, you know, I knew it had to come out of my head. I just didn't know it'd be stubborn, so do what you got to do.
She's one of the most naturally optimistic people I've ever met, which is not good news based on this.
Jeez. Anyway, it's just a little slow going with the speech today.
Jay, you're very optimistic in general.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know if it's not that I'm pessimistic. Again, I hate to fall back on this, but it's more of a realistic sense.
Jay's very real talk.
I just take things as like, hey, this is going to happen, so I might as well be
deal with it.
Ready for it.
Whenever I go to Jay for advice, he'll be like, well, okay, there's two things happening. You do this, and this will be the outcome from this person, or you just keep your mouth shut, keep on going.
By the way, Jay.
It's usually the best advice, to be honest.
I don't know if you guys saw the story in the news, but beards, Jay, have become so popular they're actually impacting sales in the razor business.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah.
We did a story on that.
Oh,
no, I knew I heard it from a credible source.
If you look at MLB baseball players, MLB baseball players almost all have facial hair, right?
They look stupid with full beards in a baseball uniform. I'm not into that look at all. I don't like it. Yeah. You look silly, especially when you strike out or do something bad. Stand with your beard down to here. Why not wear bib overalls while you're playing
the game?
Angry
today.
But I'm going to live a long, long time.
Get off his lawn while you're at it.
Right. Old man Budell.
Don't you have a mustache, Greg? I mean,
it's true.
Well, it's a stunt mustache. I remove it after the show, obviously, because it has a thinning effect on my face for TV.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gracious.
Yeah, that works really well.
I forgot to put the coloring in this morning, too.
I don't know how we got from optimism to beards, but we're going to wrap it up.
That's how this show works. That's how this show works.
Hey, I hope your day gets better, Greg. I will be thinking of you.
Don't count on it.
All right, hear more from the morning show. Be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1. Monday through Friday, starting.
Just being real. Just being pessimistic.
That was
Hashtag real talk with Jay Scott.
Yeah, that was very profound, actually. And it was another one of those WTMI breaks.
So I got to go downstairs and get something prepared for us for later.
Okay. Later on, we're also going to What is it?
Later, that's when...
But it's not now, it's later.
No.
But that's not important.
He's going to go bring Santa in.
Yeah. All right, and when we come back, actually, today's edition of The Cheap and Trashy has quite a few items of interest in it. So stay tuned for that. It's coming up. By the way, if you are a pickle puss today, this would be a good day for me to go to hospice@montgomery.org and make a donation. In fact, I will do that. Because that's one way you can immediately lift yourself out of any funk is to do something nice for someone you don't know. You just want to make sure that Hospice of Montgomery will be there for those who need them, for families that can't afford to pay, or families like our friends, the Rowlands, who lost so much money, just went bankrupt during the course of cancer treatment. That should never happen. But it does, and it happens to good people. So let's make sure that Hospice of Montgomery can be there to help mentor families through this very, very difficult situation. We hope you never have to call them and need their services, but you'll be glad to know they're there if you do. Hospice@montgomery.org or sign up for Amazon Smile.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. Criticism can be a good thing. It doesn't mean it's enjoyable or that every criticism we receive is valid. Criticism can be a good thing if we're willing to learn from our mistakes and take advantage of opportunities to improve ourselves. That's why in Psalm 141, David said, "Let the godly strike me. It'll be a kindness. If they correct me, it's soothing medicine. Don't let me refuse it." David surrounded himself with intelligent, courageous, godly people. He knew that he could grow and mature if he was willing to receive hard truth from his friends and advisors. So what if we surround ourselves with intelligent, capable people who are willing to tell us the truth even if it hurts? And what if we accept their criticism as a kindness and refuse to make excuses or feel sorry for ourselves? Well, if we seek godly counsel like David did, criticism can be a good thing. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Everyone else was busy, so they sent me.
My colleagues and I are mapping the neurological substrates that subserve global information processing.
If you're gonna snack during the commercial, at least show some manners.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, and Compass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, it's summer and you have a lot going on.
We do. I mean, we are enjoying the air conditioning and the good prices that we have here for the college kids. So if you're working on that, you need to come in and see, because we've got the chests and the desks and the dressers and bookcases. And, you know, if you need to get plates and flatware and all that, we've got that too.
Now, this is furniture that'll stand up over many move-ins and move-outs during the college years, right?
It's not fiberboard, it's not sawdust, and it's not cheap stuff. I mean, cheap meaning quality. But you can furnish the whole apartment for a real, real good price. And we just invite you to come around and see all three floors, because they are great bargains.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, and Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard, Eastbrook Shopping Center.
I'm Dimitri Palizas, and I'd like to invite you to come down with us at Mr. Gus's. I'm the son of two Greek immigrants whose dream was to start a new life in America. They did just that by opening two successful restaurants. I followed in their footsteps, and now I have my third successful restaurant in the Montgomery area. It's in my genes to serve my customers fantastic tasting food and provide the best customer service, all at reasonable prices. So, the next time you're in the mood for some authentic Greek and Italian dishes, come on into Mr. Gus's on the corner of Atlanta Highway and Bell Road.
call dad.
No, Ella, call Chad.
Attention homeowners, you can save hundreds or even thousands on your heating and air conditioning system. Since 1993, Chad personally comes to your home for free to give you all your options. And since he's not a paid salesman, that alone can save you 5 to 10%. How about a 3-ton unit for only $4,996? Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call dad.
No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A time when radio was king.
Cut out the jibber jabber.
I don't get to hear all your jibber jabber.
Do you know where the phrase jibber jabber comes from?
Oh my God, you're about to jibber jabber about jibber jabber.
You cannot spend yourself out of a recession.
Outsourcing is the answer to everything.
We provide tech support for companies like Apple and Microsoft.
Any more ridiculous ideas?
I'm full of them.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
I told you earlier this morning, Aretha Franklin is in hospice. And WWE legend Jim the Anvil Neidhart has died. I don't even know if I pronounced that name correctly. Jay's not here to correct me, so that's your happy and joyous start to today's edition of The Cheap and Trashy. Most expensive autographed baseball just sold for $600,000.
Is it Babe?
Babe is on it and 10 other Hall of Famers.
Oh, wow.
Cy Young, Ty Cobb, Hans Wagner. Sounds like a composer, but he was a great shortstop. Maybe the best ever.
It was Wagner.
You know, I could whack myself for this, but I had an old-school baseball card, I think from the 20s. Or is a picture of my grandfather with Babe Ruth.
Wow.
And I don't know where that thing is. Mm. It turned up missing a long time ago, but I would love to know what that might be worth.
Hey,
that was a weird thing to come into without context.
Not for rare baseball cards, but did you ever use baseball cards on the spokes of your wheel?
Oh, of course. I must have gone through $50,000 worth of baseball cards on my bicycle spokes.
Yeah. Was that just to make noise?
Or yeah, just to make your bike sound bad, you know.
You take the clothespin?
Clothespin, baseball cards, what? And the newer the card, the louder your bike would be. And, of course, if it wasn't that, if we didn't destroy them on our bicycle spokes, our mothers tossed them away. Yes. Who's going to need these?
That's right.
And there goes my daughter's college education.
You heard my story. Thousands and thousands of dollars worth of cards.
You know that guy? Neidhart? Neidhart?
Yeah, that's Natalia's father. He was big in the 80s with Brett and even with Owen. The Hart Foundation. Owen Hart, the one that fell.
Oh. Yeah, that was...
the Hart families.
In other happy news, Natalie and Tootie went to Mrs. Garrett's memorial service and then spent the day together.
It was Tootie on car 54, where are you?
No, Tootie, that was T-O-O-D-Y.
Okay.
Ooh, ooh. There's a couple of episodes of that show that are very, very funny. As annoying as that. Ooh, ooh. Fred Gwynn.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
He was
Mr. Munster.
Yes. We have. We'll probably get into this a little bit later when we have more time to talk. In fact, I may have sent this off to our TV friends on Oscars in the last 10 years that would have won this new category.
What's your name?
For example, the popular film last year it would have gone to Wonder Woman. Other nominees being Beauty and the Beast, Get Out, and Spider-Man, but the best picture winner was The Shape of Water. Has anybody seen that?
I actually did see it, but I know what you mean. Most of those categories that end up in best picture, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it goes all the way back, this list that came out goes all the way back to 2010, but time will not permit us to do that.
Oh, jeez.
I'm sorry, but we'll save it because it's good chatter. Polly Perrette. Prattville's Polly Perrette.
It's a lot of P's.
Yes. Prattville's Polly Perrette.
A lot of alliteration.
Yes, and nobody's more illiterate than I am. Literate. Says, I love, she's retired, so she spends a lot of time watching tube during the day, and she says, I am shocked at how vulgar Family Feud has become. With Steve, it's all sex.
Huh.
Why does the show have to be so filthy, she says, even with kid contestants? I think she's got a point.
Yeah.
I really do.
Match game.
That's what I was going to say. It's
clever.
Become, no, Family, I almost said Family Guy, Family Feud has become what Match Game was.
Yeah.
Dribbling there.
Because of the...
you got a drinking problem?
You mean downstairs when she drinks? the innuendos, I know, in Match
right.
Game.
It was always like, Jack and Jill went up the hill... And blank, you know?
Right.
And I think Family Feud has kind of gone in the same sort of direction.
Yeah.
Where the questions are innuendo, but the answers are completely safe. But yeah. It's enough innuendo to where...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You pull the answers from the contestants that you want that would be, you know...
Well... You know, even years ago, the Newlywed Game.
Yeah.
Whoopi.
That's the other one.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a Newlywed Game, you know?
Yeah. Well,
they're newlyweds. You know what you're going to get.
What do you do?
But not with Family Feud.
This is just in from Rusty Aldridge. He says that they... Now, Rusty has a great sense of humor. He says, we stopped watching it because it got so bad.
You know, now wait for Jeopardy to get salacious.
The Dirty Old Man with Alex Trebek. Let's take this call real quick here from Jake.
Hey, Jake.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Good. How are you?
Yeah.
I'm good. I appreciate every day y'all show, of course, and the whole radio show. I love it. Enjoy it every day. I've got Mr. Electric coming out this week.
Good.
And Mosquito Shield, Mr. Russell, has been taking care of keeping the kids from getting Zika virus and myself.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, we really appreciate you choosing to use the people that support our show, man. That means everything
to us. Yes, sir. Well, thank you. Well, that's what it's all about, networking. I wanted to bounce back real quick to the baseball cards. I have a few baseball cards, and I was just wondering if y'all had any good suggestions of, you know, I love to look at them and everything, but I'm between coins and stamps and other things I like to collect. What's the best way to maybe get someone to evaluate?
Good question.
I just heard somebody talking about that the other day. There are reputable companies that do that, but I would go online and do a little research. I wish I could remember the name of the company off the top of my head.
The first place I go when I'm trying to figure out what I've got value of in something is I go to eBay and I just look for that item and see what it's kind of going for, what right. people are buying it for. Because you can search eBay and look for auctions that have already sold, and you can
right.
see kind of what the prices were that people paid for the certain item that you're looking for. And it's a rough estimation. I mean, don't take it to the bank or anything, but it's an idea of what you've got.
Or, gotcha. Jake, you just go to the next Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah.
And you wait in line.
I need to do that, Emily. I just can't part with some of these items. I'm becoming a hoarder.
Isn't there, are there shops here in town that do the cards and
I don't
and,
know.
And
it's been a long time since I've been into, like, I've been into comic shops, but they don't really mess with the baseball cards and stuff and the coins.
There used to be one.
Yeah, there used to be. And
Rays, maybe?
I don't know if it's still. I don't know if any of them are still around really anymore. That'll do evaluations on what you're asking for, baseball cards.
You've heard the story before. It's tragic, but when I came home from college one time, I said to Mom, "Hey, Mom, where are the baseball cards?" She says, "Oh, I know you didn't want them. I threw them out." And my brothers, I was the youngest, my brothers had bequeathed them to me, and they were some really rare, like, you know, rare cards.
Oh, man.
And it would have, oh, my gosh. Love you, Mom, but.
Yeah, well, same thing. Mom, love you, but gee whiz.
My grandmother did the same thing with the shoebox, I believe, that my dad had. All the older ones, but, you know.
That's the first thing they should tell a new mother. Don't throw away your kids' baseball cards,
don't
ever.
What card do you, just name one of your cards.